He could set a new Nazi state policy when the time was ripe for the general transfer of capital, gold, stocks, and bearer bonds to safety in neutral countries. Deutsche Bank, Dresdner Bank, and Commerzbank constituted the three major German banks, but it was ABSIS Deutsche Bank that took the lead in establishing economic authority over the banks and corporations of the occupied countries. During the war, Deutsche Bank coordinated Nazi gold transactions, purchasing 4,446 kilograms of gold from the Reichsbank and selling it in Turkey. Much of this gold came from victims of Nazi persecution. It arrived at the Reichsbank in crates and suitcases, sometimes marked with their place of origin, such as Auschwitz or Lublin. This wealth was greatly expanded by the loot of occupied Europe. According to author Ladislas Farago, this included millions in gold marks, pounds sterling, dollars, and Swiss francs, 3,500 ounces of platinum, over 550,000 ounces of gold, and 4,639 carats in diamonds and other precious stones, as well as hundreds of pieces of works of art. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the greatest unsolved bank robbery in world history was the disappearance of the entire German treasury at the end of the war. But was it truly unsolved, or merely covered up at the highest levels? Both Abs and Schmitz taught Bormann how to protect his wealth by depositing it in Swiss banks. Bormann saw to it that while the Reich allowed occupied countries to continue printing their own currency, the major commercial banks of Germany dealt in gold. Manning wrote, "The gold, whatever its origin, would be stamped with Third Reich seals and periodically sold to leading Swiss banks, as well as to the Swiss National Bank. The money from the gold sales was then left on deposit in various numbered accounts to be invested in Switzerland and in other neutral countries, and ultimately to maintain the Bormann Party apparatus abroad." Ironically, it was a 1934 law passed in Switzerland that preserved Nazi loot. The law that prohibited the disclosure of the owners of private bank accounts was initially meant to keep the Gestapo from locating the savings of German Jews. To this day, it has been used to hide Nazi wealth. Today, many American corporations have followed Bormann's lead by depositing their money in Swiss banks. Swiss officials claim that their policies toward the Allied and Axis powers were those of balanced neutrality, but the scales were heavily tipped in favor of the Nazis, at least on economic matters.